I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. We have wonderful music for you today by Samuel Barber and Maurice Prevel, performed by members of the Governor's School for the Arts music faculty. The Governor's School for the Arts is a wonderful program for young, budding artists of various kinds. It happens at Middle Tennessee State University. We are focusing, of course, on the music today. We have baritone John Kramer here to sing Samuel Barber's Dover Beach, a setting of a wonderful poem by Matthew Arnold. And the string quartet will play the first movement of the string quartet in F by Maurice Ravel. The quartet today are Mark Renault and Andrea Dawson violins. Anne Balia plays viola, and Jeffrey LaStraps plays cello. I'll go ahead and do the introductions. Mark has been... With the Governor's School since 2000. He's the concertmaster of the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra and more, which I can't remember right now, Mark. I beg your pardon.
That's okay.
Andrea Dawson teaches at MTSU, and she's also 9 years with the Governor's School. Anne Balia is the violist, and she's on the faculty at the University of Virginia, Charlottesville, and this is her third year. And Jeffrey LaStraps is from Texas Tech University. He's the associate professor of cello there at Texas Tech. So thank you, everyone, for being here. I'm not going to call you guys. I'm sorry. I almost did. Thanks for being here. John Kramer, introduce this beautiful music by Samuel Barber, Dover Beach.
This is Samuel Barber's Opus 3. He wrote it as a rather young man. And Barber is an incredible composer in that he was a beautiful singer, as well as being a conductor and a terrific pianist. He really hit the nail on the head, I believe, with setting of the famous Matthew Arnold poem. It speaks to many people on many different levels. And when this piece was recorded, when Barber was a young man with members of the Curtis String Quartet, the singer fell ill at the last minute, and Barber stepped in and sang the recording of it. So we are very fortunate to have that. Provides a lot of information about his insight. And he was a very vocal composer, being the nephew of the famous contralto Louise Homer, grew up around beautiful singing. So this certainly reflects that love of singing.
Dover Beach by Samuel Barber.
Cease.
and then again begin. With tremulous cadence slow, like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new.
That was Dover Beach, music by Samuel Barber, a setting of a poem by Matthew Arnold from all the way back in 1867, an amazingly forward-looking and modernist, early modernist poem, perhaps from some perspective. John Kramer, baritone, sang it live in Studio C with members of the Governor's School for the Arts String Quartet, Mark Renault, Andrea Dawson, Ann Belia, and Jeffrey Lestraps. Jeffrey Lestraps playing cello, and there's a, I'll throw this in at this moment, there's a personal connection with the original quartet for which this piece was written, because Jeffrey Lestraps was a student of the cellist in that quartet. And Jeffrey, remind me of the name of the quartet?
Curtis Quartet.
The Curtis Quartet.
My teacher was Orlando Cole.
Orlando Cole, the cellist.
My music coach was Yasha Brodsky. They worked closely
with
Barber.
So it's wonderful to have a great direct connection with the composition of this wonderful piece, which you never get to hear. John Kramer sang it live in Studio C. I forgot to mention earlier that John is a voice and opera coach at the Governor's School, his ninth summer at the Governor's School, and he's also the chair of the voice department and opera school at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina. East Carolina State University. I think I left that part out.
That's we're now just East Carolina University.
Oh, very good. Well, I got
lost
it right.
The state a few years ago.
Very good. Thank you all for this wonderful music by Samuel Barber. Great to hear this piece. I'm Will Griffin. This is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1. It's on to music by Maurice Ravel next, the first movement of the string quartet in F, and Mark Renault is going to talk about that for us.
I think it's kind of fun to have these two composers next to each other, because both of them were masters at immediately setting a scene. And to me, Barber's The Intermezzo from Vanessa is a Tennessee Williams play in 8 minutes, you know. And with Ravel, the quartet immediately sets this wonderful atmosphere in the same way that the Barber does. And this piece was written in 1903, premiered in 1904, dedicated to Gabriel Fauré, who was Ravel's teacher. And you'll notice probably if you own this on CD, it's almost always paired with the Debussy Quartet. And it is highly impressionistic, as you would expect. Four movements. We're only playing the first movement, though. And it's a delight to play. We're glad to be able to do it for you.
Thank you.
the first movement of the String Quartet in F by Maurice Ravel, played live in Studio C by members of the Governor's School for the Arts Music Faculty. Just the first movement of a four-movement wonderful quartet by Maurice Ravel. We heard Mark Renault and Andre Dawson violins, and Balia viola and Jeffrey Lestraps cello live in Studio C. Wonderful members of the Governor's School for the Arts, wonderful Young People's Arts Program at Middle Tennessee State University, a great state summer program for kids. Well, this was music of Barber. We heard and Ravel today. We heard John Kramer singing Dover Beach by Samuel Barber. So I don't know what to say. I wish you could play that again or more of the quartet. Thank you. Anyway, I can say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing, and I guess there must be performances happening, so if people want to check out what's happening, I guess there's a website at MTSU, is that correct?
There's actually a faculty chamber music concert this evening at 7, mm-hmm. and one on Friday at 7, and both promise to be thrilling and wonderful.
That's great. Well, thank you all so much for this music today.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Will Griffin, live in Studio C, and next week, Governor's School students will be here with their own version of the program, so I don't know what they're going to play or who it will be yet, so it'll be an interesting thing next week live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Live in Studio C as well. This is Classical 91.1.